Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and my next guest is probably Israel's most well-known novelist, David Grossman. His new book, To the End of the Land, is being hailed by many as a genuine masterpiece. The New York Times Book Review calls it one of those few novels that feel as though they have made a difference to the world. As with many of the world's greatest writers from any culture, Grossman's books are at once about the universal human condition and the complicated nuance of his characters' personal lives, and how the personal and the universal intersect with the particular circumstances of that culture's politics and history. And, of course, in Israel's case, that has been so fraught and complicated over Grossman's lifetime. He even lost his own son, killed in the army in southern Lebanon in 2006. A few years ago, by the way, I was honored to be cast to read passages from his classic book, A Yellow Wind, on stage with the Westchester Symphony in an orchestral setting of The Yellow Wind composed by Tamer Mascal. Learning the text left me feeling a special connection with the personal and political power of David Grossman's words. Again, his new book is called To the End of the Land. David, thank you so much for coming on WNYC. You're in Israel. Hello from New York.
Thank you for having me there. Thank you for the warm things that you have said. And I didn't know that you were part of the cast of The Yellow Wind. So thank you twice.
Thank you again. And from The Yellow Wind, written in the 80s, through this book, your characters exist very much in the context of the Arab-Israeli conflict. Is there no escaping the politics and all it implies in daily life? Is there no escape from it in daily life?
Because the situation, the political situation is so extreme, it's very hard to escape it. I think, you know, it's this situation, of course, one wants to escape it, and I definitely want to change it. But if you are already doomed to live within it, I think it's also intriguing to try to understand it, to try to understand what happens to people who live in such circumstances.
From what I've read, you sometimes feel burdened as an artist by having the context of war and peace hanging over your head always, that even before your son was killed in the war, a part of you wanted to just write stories about individuals and families, but the Israeli condition kept intruding. Would you put it that way?
Yes, I agree with that. I feel that because we have to use so many energies and creativity and thought towards the borders of our being, the borders that separate us from our neighbors, from our enemies, they're such a huge investment of all kinds of energies, emotional, financial, military, in this direction, that there is always a danger that we shall become like a suit of armor without the knight, the man within it. And I felt for a period that I really want to write about these things that we just don't have enough energy to deal with. You know, the small, basic, primal things of life, like love, like parenthood, sex, jealousy, being a brother, being a son, all these things that, I mean, it's hard to pay attention to them when reality is so acute. And for several years, this is what I was doing, writing novels and stories about these things. At the same time, of course, I was quite active politically. I take the situation in my country very personally, and I wrote many essays and articles and speeches, and I took part in the team that formulated the Geneva Accord between us and the Palestinians. But I think that only in this novel, in To the End of the Land, I managed to find a way to write about both dimensions. You know, it is for me mainly a book about family. And I always think that the family is the greatest drama of humanity. And I think that the most significant things that happened in history, they did not happen in palaces or on battlefields or on chambers of parliament, but rather in kitchens and in bedrooms and in rooms of children. And I wanted to document all the nuances of this life and to show, to put it against the background of our Middle East conflict and to show how the conflict radiates itself into this very tender and fragile even bubble of domesticity, of family life, and what it does to it.
Israeli novelist David Grossman, my guest on WNYC, his new book, To the End of the Land. In George Packer's profile of you in The New Yorker last week, it refers to the Palestinians' bitterness about living under occupation that you captured in The Yellow Wind in the 1980s. That was new to many Israelis at that time. But you're quoted saying, if The Yellow Wind was published today, most people would not read it. We are fed up. Can you elaborate on that change over 25 years?
Yeah, well, you know, most Israelis, and by the way, most Palestinians, they understand exactly the situation. And they also know exactly what should be the solution between Israel and Palestine. And this is a solution of having two states, independent sovereign states, Israel and Palestine, that their security is guaranteed with normal relationship with them, with all the things that everyone understands that this is the inevitable solution because no other solution can work in these circumstances. So however people are aware of that and know that, they are so tired and exhausted by this long conflict and they feel less and less hope. And even though they know what they must do, they cannot do it. They are deprived of doing the right steps.
And David, I'm going to jump in because the phone line is deteriorating quite rapidly. So we're going to go to a very short break and then just try to pick it up right there. There's a lot still to be said with David Grossman, probably Israel's best-known novelist. He's also active politically, and we will talk about that, even with the disillusionment that he was just describing since the Oslo peace process. Even today, I read he leads weekly demonstrations against the Israeli settlers in parts of the occupied territories. So we will talk about that and what he thinks about the new Obama push for an Israeli-Palestinian peace. More with David Grossman coming up in just a minute. And then we go to Dahlia Lithwick from Slate, who's going to preview the new Supreme Court term. Can they top Citizens United? It looks like they might try. Stay tuned. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, in case you're interested, I'll be talking politics on television tonight as a guest on the New York One Reporters Roundtable. That's around 7:30 and 10:30 tonight on New York One. Back to David Grossman now, probably Israel's most well-known novelist. His new book, To the End of the Land, being hailed by many as a masterpiece, and we're talking both literature and politics. David, someone is quoted in the George Packer article about you in The New Yorker last week saying that very condition that we were just discussing before the break, the bitterness of the Palestinians that you first documented for many Israelis in the 1980s as necessary to understand the necessity for a two-state solution, that turned out to be a bitterness so intense that it made a two-state solution impossible so far, refuting your own politics. Do you feel your own pro-peace politics have been refuted?
Not at all. And until now, I did not hear about a better solution. Both people, the Israeli and the Palestinians, not only that they need it for their political or security needs, but for the way they will be in this world to recover from decades and centuries of distortion because of violence and hatred. It is the only way that both peoples can survive, and not only survive, but live full life and prosper and explore some life of dignity and freedom. They are deprived of it right now. And yes. project.
And David, the line is still so bad that I'm sorry to say we're going to have to cut this short in just a minute. But I do want to get your comment on the latest Middle East peace effort now, President Obama trying his hand, pressuring Israel to end the moratorium, or not to end the moratorium on settlement construction, and asking the Palestinians not to break off the peace talks, even if Israel does end the moratorium. Do you see a way out of that box?
Well, so much depends on Mr. Netanyahu now, I believe. I think that he should have stopped building in the settlements. This would be a sign of goodwill of him towards the Palestinians and towards the negotiation. I guess that in the end, George Mitchell will come up with a kind of a compromise. But for me, Mr. Netanyahu has to decide what he prioritizes, the future of Israel or the future of his coalition.
David Grossman, his new book, To the End of the Land. He will be in New York, by the way, so you won't have to put up with listening to him on a line from halfway around the world. If you're interested, on October 11th at the 92nd Street Y. Thank you very much for coming on with us. Congratulations on the book.